God doesn't just bring us in. He doesn't just bring us in into his fullness of his grace. He
just leaves us. Like in verse 8, like Boaz brings in Ruth, and then he gives her guidelines, and he gives her help. Like the maidens, I guess for us, that would be like the brothers in the meeting. Like, I see this as getting saved or as coming into fellowship or making a big step in our spiritual life. That's how I see the story of Ruth. And it's like a direct parallel to it. Because Ruth, I mean, the maidens were going to help her with, like, you know, whatever she had to do. So, like, my brothers in the meeting and my sisters in the meeting are going to give me encouragement to help me, you know, reap the fields or glean the fields or whatever it is. And then, you know, like, there's just so many guidelines and so many things to follow, but God helps us, and he sends people to help us. And it's really important to, in all of our home assemblies, to encourage each other, because we are young people in the Lord. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, always. Mm. We call each other's brothers and sisters, but sometimes we don't act like it. And I'm not just talking about, like, our age group. I'm talking about all age groups. And, you know, we should always act like brothers and sisters in Christ.
I think it's very helpful to remind ourselves again what was going on in this period of time. We're sitting here enjoying this wonderful, beautiful story. And all around was the failure of the book of Judges. This is when it was cast. You may say, well, you don't know the conditions where I come from. You know, I don't need to know them. I know that this walk of faith is possible for every one of us, in spite of the breakdown, in spite of the problems we see. If I want, like Ruth and like Boaz, to walk in this place of blessing, the choice is mine to be able to do so. So while everything was all falling apart in the book of Judges, here was the man, Boaz, and providing for Ruth in this wonderful story taking place. Look at what he desired for her in verse 12. The Lord recompense, there's this word, thy work. Thy work. And what kind of a reward did Boaz want for Ruth? He didn't hardly even know her. A full reward be given thee. Not from Boaz. The reward wasn't from Boaz. The full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. I don't know what you think of that when you think of the wings, but I think of the mother hen or the bird that when there's a fire, she clucks and she makes these funny little noises, and all the chicks come running to her, and she lifts her wings up, and they go under to the safety of being near the mother. This is the word picture that we have here, that Ruth had come under these mighty wings of the Lord God of Israel.
It seems that when Ruth came, it was as if she wanted to worship God, but she didn't expect to be accepted. She expected to be an outcast all her life, to worship God and to be accepted by God, but not by the people. And here she sees she has so much more. She gets all of this from Boaz, and you can see her surprise here. She's like, what?
Well, I personally don't think that she had been well received in Bethlehem. I don't know what other of my brethren think, but I believe there would have been many. And I'm basing that on the answer she gives. Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me. I don't think she had experienced that. Not only does she say, thou hast comforted me, but thou hast spoken friendly unto thy handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. I believe she was a stranger, and she knew it. She had been allowed to feel it. But now she's come under the grace of Boaz. And she doesn't know hardly what to say. She's speechless, isn't she?
In verse 11, speaks about her. the report that he has. In chapter 1, we have Ruth's words. She said certain things to Naomi. But Boaz looked at Ruth's actions. It was told me what you have done. She wasn't just talking, but she have acted. And Christianity is very practical. You have to show grace and truth. You have to show the fullness of the truth. She came and she have acted. And there was a report was given in whole Bethlehem about her. Probably every one of you got a copy of Towards a Mark, right? I want you to read the very first page in there. There is a question that I have read a long time ago that challenged me. And it goes something like this. If you were arrested for being a Christian, would be enough evidence to convict you? Let me repeat it one more time. If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? There were enough evidence to convict Ruth of what she proclaimed. And I'm going to leave that question for you to search your own heart.
There's a good reason for Ruth to feel like a stranger in the beginning because of the tension between Moab and Israel. Boaz could have easily said, well, she's a Moabite, and wasn't it us in the wilderness that they refused to give water and food to? Wasn't it us that they hired a prophet to curse us? Why should we give food to her? But we give thanks to God that he doesn't take into regard the iniquities of our past after we've turned to him.
Just want to mention quickly evidence, as we've been speaking, evidence of Christianity. We have two things here. And I remember the Thessalonians when they were first saved. It said they had their labor of love, and we have that here, how she served her mother-in-law, and their work of faith. And she definitely had work of faith. She moved in faith, leaving everything behind, very much like Abraham did when he was called. He moved in faith, and God rewarded that. I don't think we want to miss that. God rewards us when we move in faith and depend upon what he has in store for us. And so that's what he does here. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee. He was the only one that was able to reward her. But God took note of the fact that she served her mother-in-law, and God took note of the fact that she moved in faith and left everything behind and trusted him alone. And that's evidence of faith.
We have about 5 minutes. So maybe we could just end on this mountaintop in verse 14, maybe even 15 or 16. I trust it would be something you would want to go over tonight. You know, I ask myself, what didn't Boaz give to her? It's hard to find. Everything that he possessed, he gave to Ruth. Here it says in 14, Boaz said unto her, at mealtime, come thou hither and eat of the bread. Dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers. Look, this we had this in the meeting the other day. He reached her parched corn. He reached her parched corn. And she did eat and was satisfied and left.